This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden says he and South Korean President Moon Jae-in remain deeply concerned about the situation with North Korea. Biden says he will deploy a new special envoy to the region to help refocus efforts on pressing Pyongyang to abandon its nuclear weapons program. Moon is welcoming America's return to the world stage, while Biden is praising the long history of shared sacrifice by the two allies. Biden says the U.S. has agreed to vaccinate 550,000 South Korean service members who serve alongside U.S. forces on the peninsula. Biden is also noting South Korea's growing influence on American culture, saying K-pop fans are universal. President Joe Biden says there has been no shift in his commitment to Israel's security, but insisted a two-state solution that includes a state for Palestinian remains the only answer to that conflict. Biden spoke at a White House news conference on the first full day of a ceasefire after 11 days of the Israeli-Hamas fighting that killed well over 200 people, most of them Palestinians in Gaza. Biden has downplayed the idea that newly ended fighting had opened a rift among Democrats as scores of Democrats split with Biden's quiet diplomacy with ally Israel to publicly demand a ceasefire. The head of Myanmar's military-appointed State Election Commission said Friday that his agency will consider dissolving Aung San Suu Kyi's former ruling party for alleged involvement in electoral fraud and having its leaders charged with treason. Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy came to power after a landslide 2015 election victory. This is VOA News. The UN Special Envoy for Libya warned the Security Council on Friday that progress on the key issue of withdrawing mercenaries and foreign fighters from Libya has stalled, and their continued presence is a threat not only to Libya, but to the entire African region. Jan Kubis said recent disturbing events in neighboring Chad, where rebels were blamed for last month's killing of longtime President Idris Deby, reminder of the link between the security situation in Libya and the security and stability in the region. An extraordinary surge of migrants seeking to leave Morocco for Spain this week has left a border town suffering under that strain. More than 8,000 people sought to cross into the Spanish enclave of Ceuta amid a diplomatic spat between the two countries, and more than half were forced back into Morocco. Now those who failed to make it are sleeping in parks or outside mosques in the town, some of them begging for food. That has strained the already limited resources of the Moroccan town that is overwhelmed by the coronavirus pandemic. Human rights groups and opposition lawmakers accuse the Moroccan government of using migrants as pawns instead of resolving their problems. The International Olympic Committee, its vice president in charge of the postponed Tokyo Olympics, said Friday the games would open in just over 2 months, even in the city, or if the city and other parts of Japan were under a state of emergency because of rising COVID-19 cases. John Coates, speaking from Australia in a virtual news conference with Tokyo organizers at the end of 3 days of meetings, said this would be the case even if local medical experts advised against holding the Olympics. U.S. President Joe Biden says he will not allow the Department of Justice to seize journalists' phone records and emails, calling the practice wrong and a significant departure from his predecessor. His comments come as CNN reported Thursday that the Trump administration's Justice Department secretly obtained the 2017 phone records of one of their correspondents. It is the latest revelation of an apparent leak investigation aimed at identifying a journalist's sources that was launched during that last administration. Biden said absolutely, positively, it's wrong. It's simply wrong. That's what he told a reporter Friday at the White House. Again, U.S. President Joe Biden saying that he will not allow the Department of Justice to seize journalists' phone records and emails. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.